In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord said to John before he was baptized, when John was trying to hinder him from being baptized since he felt so unworthy, and he knew that Jesus had no need of baptism, when John was hindering him, the Lord said, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Why did he say that? Why did he allow himself to be baptized? Why did he, more than just allow himself to be baptized, why did he seek it out and argue for it? Because at first John didn't want to baptize him. What is this fulfilling all righteousness? The Lord is already righteous. The Lord is already perfect. What need does he have to be baptized? For the Lord is God and man. And human flesh requires baptism. The Lord can save himself. But he shows as an example to us what we must do in order to be saved. This is the fulfilling of all righteousness. You can think of it as, suffer to be so now, so that you can become righteous. Because without baptism, you can't become righteous. Without going down into the water and dying and coming up a new man, you can't be changed. The Lord made water different. He made all of creation different when he came as man. He made water able to save us now, with, by the grace of God, of course. Water in and of itself is only water. The Lord was baptized so that we would follow in his steps. And everything else that he does and did, we should do as well as a man. He showed us the perfect way of life. And baptism makes us capable of living this perfect way of life. This is what we celebrate today. Not a historical event. Historical events have no meaning unless they have context, unless we understand the dogma that they represent, what it means for the soul. The Lord's baptism orders us to have our baptism. He said, I did it, you must do it. I turned the other cheek when I was beaten, you must do it also. I asked my Father to forgive those that were persecuted me when I was hanging on the cross. You must also forgive those who persecute you. I prayed long into the night, many nights. You must also pray. Everything the Lord did, he requires of us. Now, I shouldn't say everything, huh? He doesn't require us to save all of mankind. He doesn't require us to be on a cross for all of mankind. But anything that he requires of us, it would be a better way to say it this way. Anything that he requires of us, he already did himself. He requires of us baptism, he did it himself. He requires of us humility, he showed us the extreme humility. He requires of us that we forgive. He showed forgiveness. Compassion. His compassion is evident in every page of the Gospels. And if you read carefully, actually, most pages of the Old Testament as well. What we celebrate today is that we can be saved because the Lord has made us capable. May God help us to fulfill all righteousness. The Lord's made us able. He's done his part. Now our part is to live as Christians. To live as he lived. Not to call ourselves Christians only. Not to have certain dogmatic beliefs and ways of and traditions. This is not Christianity. Christianity is lived in the heart. Christianity is to become like God. Christianity is to have the compassion of Christ, the humility of Christ, the long-suffering of Christ, the love of Christ. All these things are possible because Christ made human flesh able to have all these things since he did it himself. So you can think of theophany as the quintessential example of the Lord showing us what we should do. He was baptized, we should be baptized. He exercised all the virtues in his flesh, and so should we. If we are to have eternal life, if we are to truly have happiness. St. Paul says to his disciple Titus, he gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And it says that he is also that we are, by his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Spirit. We are saved by washing, that is the baptism.